Amen. Good to feel the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. Praise God. 2 Kings chapter 4, this beautiful passage of scripture we want to go to tonight, and I'm thankful that God is ministering. We had 4 services in the jail today, and God did a mighty work there. And we're thankful what God is doing in Nacogdoches County Jail. Amen. God is filling, and God is still fulfilling. Amen. Praise God. We're going to 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. When you're there, would you say amen? Amen. And I thank you for bringing your sword, your Bible, with you to the house of God. Even though we project it, I'm so thankful that you're not taking the projector's word for it, but you could take your Bible and look at it. Praise God. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid hath not anything in the house, save or except a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Somebody say, borrow not a few. That means get all you can. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all these vessels. And then thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. Give me another one. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed or stopped pouring. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. I'm thankful that God wants you to live. And God wants you to have victory. God wants you to know his power. Amen. Are you thankful that our God sees tonight? Amen. There's a glory that God wants you to live in. Amen. Lift your hands and let's believe the Lord. Lord, we thank you tonight. Thank you for the sweetness of your spirit today, God. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this place. Thank you for what you're going to do tonight, God. We give you praise and we give you thanks, Jesus. And in your name, we ask these things to be done. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. I want to talk to you about the glory of God, how God will come, the glory and of emptiness, the glory of emptiness. The widow's great significant need was this. She owed. She had a great debt. And she cries out to the man of God. She cries out. She said, I need help. My husband is dead, and my husband wasn't just an anybody, but he was one that feared God reverently. In other words, when God is there at the top in your home, God is going to be all the way through your home. And she said, the creditor has come to take my 2 sons to be bondmen or slaves because I owe. And you see, back in those days, if you didn't pay your bill, they came and got you and they said, you're going to be my slave. Your kid's going to be my slave. The world still wants to make slaves of your children. Mm-hmm. But she said, man of God, help me. Elisha's response, he said, what do I need to do for you then? Then he didn't give a chance to answer. He went right on to the next question. And he said, what do you have in your house? And her reply was just this. I have an empty house. I have an empty house except a small pot of oil, just a small jar of oil. All I got is just a little bit. But aren't you thankful that little is much when God is in it? God has the power to take and do amazing things when all you have left is just a little bit. An empty house with just a little bit of oil in a jar or in a pot. Amen. I don't know about you, but the instructions of the man of God says, I want you to go and borrow empty containers. And he said this, not a few. In other words, I want you to get everything you can get. Make sure it's not a few. A bunch of empty containers. Somebody say empty. I'm glad tonight I have a God that is able to complement emptiness. Emptiness, when God looks at it, is not an insult, but it's a compliment because God's supposed to do something when somebody comes to the bottom of their bottom. Amen. And look what he says. He says, go borrow, go get it. A bunch of empty containers. I don't know about you, amen, but whenever I had to borrow something from somebody, it never was something empty. We always need, I need 2 eggs, or I need just a few cups of flour. Even today, my next door neighbor that lives next to me that I'm very fond of, that I love with all my heart, there's been times I had to go next door and say, Mama, can we borrow just a cup of sugar? Can we borrow just a little bit of cooking oil? We were cooking and we didn't realize that we had run out. Amen. I'm thankful that there was somebody next door to borrow from. But I never borrowed anything empty. Mama, you got an empty jug here. You got an empty jar here. You got an empty pot here. We never borrow empty. But in God's terminology, emptiness is not an omen, but emptiness is an invitation to the Almighty God. Now, why borrow? Why borrow? This woman was already in debt. Already in debt. And it seemed like they had borrowed and she could not pay her note. But I want to tell you, when you borrow something with God, amen, isn't it crazy? He told him to go get that donkey and just use it. Just borrow that donkey when he was going to parade through the middle of the street. And when somebody said, what are you doing? This is somebody's donkey. And the Lord said to the disciples, when they ask you that the Lord hath need of it. I come to tell somebody tonight, the Lord hath need of some empty things in your house, some empty things in your life, some empty things in your heart. Amen. If you're at the bottom of the bottom, hang on, friend. You're right set for God to do something great there. Amen. Borrowed. Another thing I thought of today, and I wrote it down, was a borrowed tomb. Amen. A borrowed tomb. Amen. They laid him in a borrowed tomb, but that's okay. Amen. He emptied the tomb. Amen. He folded up the garment inside of it. He resurrected. He didn't need it any longer. I'm thankful that when God does something, he does it right. Amen. In your life, amen, God sees exactly what's going on, and God is still God enough to handle what you can't handle. And emptiness is not an omen. Emptiness is not something that is that God begins to look at and says, oh no, I don't know what to do. An empty tank, an empty barrel, an empty vessel is just a compliment for God to do something great with it. Amen. He said, I want you to come back and shut the door. I want you to shut the door. And I want you to get you and your boys in there, and I want you to begin to pour out. Empty what you got. Isn't that crazy? They only had a little bit. The house was empty, except for just a little pot of oil. That word pot in the original simply means a jar or a pottery that had something to hold in that oil inside of it. And the man of God said, I want you to go empty what you got. Empty what you got. Empty what you got. Isn't it amazing? He said, I want you to empty into the empty pots. Empty into the empty. Emptiness is not a threat to God. And he said, when you get them full, set them aside. Amen. And they continued to pour out of that empty that jar into empty vessels till every pot, every vessel was full. And the stage 2 instructions to the man of God, they went and they said, what, we've done that. And he said, go sell and pay all your debts and live off the rest. I want to tell somebody, God wants you to live in his glory. God don't want a church that is beaten down. God don't want a people that feels depressed and emptied out. I'm thankful that God is still my provider. In the time of my weariness, in the time of frustration, I'm glad I still have a God that is my provider. God has always provided for us. Amen. Emptiness is not a peril to God. Amen. The scripture says the world was without form and void. The world was nothing. Till the Creator looked at the mass of empty nothing. And He spoke His word. And it became. And God spoke. And thus it became. I'm thankful tonight that the need that you can't feel, God can feel. Amen. God could feel the need of empty pockets tonight. Somebody say amen. Amen. An empty house. God looks at that emptiness on the inside of your body, your soul, and God could fill it. Empty days and empty nights. I've seen those that felt like their life was just empty and their lifestyle was just empty. Empty times where they came and they felt that there was at the bottom of their bottom. But I'm thankful tonight for the power of Almighty God, that God is able to take your emptiness, your brokenness, and the bottom of your bottom, and God is able to complement your life with His presence. Amen. You remember the time that it was a marriage and they ran out of wine? And we know that the wine in the Bible, especially up in the New Testament time, in this case, was not alcohol. Amen. That word wine there, if you study it, amen, it don't mean that it was some strong drink. Amen. It was right there. You study very closely. It was fruit of the vine and something that hadn't yet, amen, fermented, because, amen, they came to the dilemma to Jesus and they said, "We've run out of wine or juice." And Jesus looked at them and said, "You see those empty pots right there? Go fill them with water." Amen. Emptiness there again was complemented by the Lord God. And when He took it, they filled it with water. He prayed and He said, "Now take it to the governor of the feast." And whenever he began to taste of the wine, he looked around and he said, "How is it you save the best for the last?" I come to tell somebody, I'm glad that God saves the best for the last. You see, in this last day and hour, I find it is the best time to live for God. The world may be darkened. The hour may be corrupt. And things may be happening all around us where people are bound with all kinds of sins and iniquities. But the best is yet to come. The best is in the last hour. The newness of the Holy Ghost is still beautiful. Are you thankful that the Creator says the best? Amen. For last and His best will last. Hallelujah. Miracles of birth at desperate times. Think with me. God will use what you already have in your house, in your heart. He used just a pot of oil, just a jar of oil. When the house was empty, what do you have in your house? "I have nothing except this little jar of oil." That's okay. Amen. That's not a distraction to the Almighty God. God is able tonight to take your little bit, and little is much when God is in it. Do you remember just a handful of meal in the other passages of Scripture? The woman was a widow woman, and she had nothing. She was ready to call it quits. She said, "Me and my son are going to die." And all she had was just a handful of meal. And the Bible says, the prophet of God said, "I'll tell you what you do. You go make me a cake. You go give me your last. You give the things of God to God." Amen. You give it to God. And you watch when you put God first. Amen. God will always reverse the situation. Every time that she went to the meal barrel, even though it was just a handful, amen, at the bottom of her barrel was the top of another blessing. God already supplied the need. I thought you just had a handful. But when I put my handful in the hands of the Almighty God, my God is able to do above and beyond what you see or know. Or what about two fishes and five loaves? That's all the food they had. And 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. You think about it. Potentially a crowd of 25,000 people. All the food they had was two fish, five loaves. But that little bit in the master's hand, when he break it, What are you breaking my fish up, my bread for? He broke it and he blessed it. Amen. I'm going to tell you, in the hands of Jesus, many times he broke that bread. This time he broke in the fish and the bread, and they began to pass it out. And the Bible says they fed the multitude and they had 12 baskets remaining. I come to tell somebody, when God blesses you, God's going to give you more than you could afford, more than you could ever get on your own. Tonight, the Holy God of heaven is in this place. Amen. And God is ready to let his glory meet the emptiness of the hour. Amen. Somebody ought to stick your hands up and say, God, do it tonight. Do it in my life. God, I need some glory. I need some filling. I need some power. I need some your power tonight to work in me. Amen. Just fishes and loaves. What about that empty net? They fished all night. Fished all night. They labored hard. When fishing becomes a chore, it's no fun. I don't know if you fished. I mean, I've been on a fishing trip before, and they were biting till the time I got out there. Everybody else had caught the day before, and oh, man, we got a honey hole. Well, the honey hole was empty. I mean, we fished, and it became a work and a chore. But I remember one time that Isaac was very little, and we went to Lake Fork, amen, with a precious man of God, Brother Littlefield. And Brother Littlefield said, Brother Crosswhite, he said, I've got some places baited. Boy, we took that pontoon boat in the middle of the Lake Fork, and he said, I thought, man, how does he know? It was no marker, no indication. He said, right here. We threw our lines down, and I promise you, Isaac didn't even have his pole in the water good. All of a sudden, that rod began to do this. Man, we had a fruitful day that day when it felt like there was nothing there in that water. Nothing. I mean, it didn't even look like a spot. Amen. But I want to tell you, God is able to provide when there seemed to be nothing. The Bible says Jesus came and the disciples had toiled and worked all night trying to catch fish. And their nets was empty, the boat was empty, and their pocketbook was empty. And then he tells them, cast on the other side. Woo, hallelujah. Isn't that crazy? If that boat was a 12-foot wide boat, Brother Robbie, they were 12 feet away from even the mass of catching. Somebody said, man, if they would just fish on the right side of the boat, everything would happen. No. Amen. It took them to get to that empty place. It came to that place where they were frustrated and they felt empty and broke, that the master would say, let me just show you what I can do with an empty net. Cast your net on the other side of the boat. And the Bible says their nets were so full they began to break. They had to call for assistance. I'm thankful today for the power of the Almighty God that is able to make a change and a transformation with emptiness. Praise God. Same empty net. God is able to feel it. Another thing, Moses was at that place in which he was all frustrated because he felt he couldn't lead the people of God. And Moses said, God, how am I going to do this? You know, I'm a simple man. I can't even talk right. I can't even talk in front of the people. The Lord said, what you got in your hand? He said, a rod. I'm thankful of that rod that Moses had was the same rod. Amen. That opened up the Red Sea when he held it up. I want to tell somebody the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. In the hands of the Almighty God. Amen. When you put your life and put your things and your emptiness in God's hand, God will make a way and God is able to do something great beyond what you've overlooked. Amen. Why is it we overlook some things like two fish and some bread and a little thing of oil? We overlook sometimes something that may not be valuable. How can this supply the need? You don't know my God tonight. My God is able to take your little and my God is able to put his grace and his power in it. Amen. Praise God. Miracles of birth at desperate times, times of trouble. He works, God works. Paul and Silas was in jail. But they praised God in the middle of the jail and God heard. Joseph at the bottom of the jail, the bottom of the prison. It seemed like, man, here he is. He's forgotten. Everybody forgot about him. They made promises. But God never failed to keep his promise. Joseph ended up from the bottom to the top. What about Daniel in the lion's den? Sometimes it takes us getting to that place of desperation. What about the fiery furnace? What about the fish's belly? Even what about the bottom of the barrel? What about a jawbone of a donkey? something left behind that anybody else would have walked over. But the Lord used something insignificant to do a great miracle and a great impossibility. Just a little thing of oil. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful that my God is well able to do beyond what I see. He put a coin in fish's mouth. They needed to pay their taxes. And he said, go fish and look in the fish's mouth. There's going to be a coin. Exact amount what they needed. Amen. City walls came down when they just obeyed God. You don't need to pick up a weapon. Just march and give me the praise. He opened up the path of the Red Sea, the Jordan River. Somebody was chopping down some trees with a borrowed axe. And the head of the axe fell off and went in the water. And the man of God, amen, just by obeying, I'm telling you, the axe head began to float back. Amen. God was able to help them to regain that. He's able to calm the storm. Amen. With just a simple faith and simple belief in God. Amen. I'm thankful tonight that my God is the great composer of life. He's the one that's able to put it together. God will give you a song in your life, a song of victory, when the song of defeat is playing in the back of your mind and you feel hopeless and helpless. The Lord is my strength and the Lord is my song. He's a composer that will give you a song in the night. In the midst of the storm, you can lift your voice and say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He's also the author of your life. Writing your pages of your life every day that you live, every piece by piece and moment by moment of your life. The Lord knows. I'm thankful that he's the author. He's the one that is writing it down. But the Bible says he's also the finisher of our faith. Amen. The woman was in desperation here. Desperation, again, is no threat to God. God has the answers. Never can you empty God's supply. His pantry never goes down. Amen. His power and joy is right on time. Or, he said, not a few pots. Amen. Where you at, Isaac? Amen. I need you to come get Brother Ashton. And I need you to go borrow something. Have you ever had to borrow something that you really didn't want to go borrow? Man, I don't want to go borrow. I don't want to go ask my mama next door. Mama, you know, I was cooking and I need two eggs. Mama, I need a cup of sugar. And he said, go borrow some pots, some vessels, empty vessels. Why didn't he go borrow some oil? Because God said, no, you already have just a little bit. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. And they began to go to the neighbor's house. They knocked on the neighbor's doors. And pretty soon here they come back with a lot of pots. Boy, I mean, man, they got a gumbo pot over there. What else they got? A couple gumbo pots, stew pot, tamale pots. Amen. I need every pot you can give me. Amen. I need whatever you got over there. Amen. Whatever pot you got, I need it. And the master calls for it. Amen. Are you thankful that God will use any kind of vessel? God will touch it. Hey, it's not the color of your skin. Amen. Oh, there's only one race. There's not 100 races. There's one race. And I believe that us as the people of God, we need to realize that God will use whosoever that will yield themselves to him. So they came from next door. Set them out. And what am I going to do? I mean, even the smallest one. Now, if I start pouring this out, this little jar, it's not going to fill that big old bucket. It's not going to fill this little pot. Man, I've made gumbo in this pot before. We made stew in this pot before. I mean, we've done all kinds of things with this. Made rice in it. But you know what? This little small container would never fill that on my plan and my hands. But when I give it to God, that little widow woman began to pour out. And all of a sudden, come on, son. Hey, move this one aside over there. It worked. And I still got some in here. Give me the next pot. I mean, oh, and she began to pour it out. Look, y'all boys need to see this. Look here. Gloop, 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 gloop. I mean, this little jar began to fill. Look, there's another one. Give me another pot. And they kept on doing it. They kept on, and she kept on emptying out from a little jar to big pots, all different sizes. And next thing, here's another one filled. Hey, give me another pot. You mean this little thing could fill this little thing? I want to tell you, I have a big God that is able to do amazing. Amen. Oh, yeah. We look at impossibilities sometimes and we write it off and say, there's no way at all. There's no way our God could do it. But I'm going to tell you, amen, when you put things in the master's hand, God is able to fill it up. Amen. God is able to bring it up to the top lip. Amen. Hear me. Here's enough. Hey, I need another one. Well, this is pretty big. I don't know how many gallons this is. When this thing cooks a lot of crawfish, she began to pour it, emptying her little bottle. Till finally, the Bible says, it's full. Man of God said, put it aside. I need another pot. And the Bible says, when they ran out of pots, the flow stopped. God filled all the empty pots there. They went to the man of God. Man of God, what's the next step? And he said, I want you to go take it and I want you to sell it all. You go pay off your debt. I believe the Lord wants you to pay your debts off. That's the evidence. I believe the Lord wants to pay you to pay your taxes. That's the evidence. Go pay it. Amen. And you know what the Bible says? They went and the man of God says, and when you pay it off, you take the rest and you live off the rest. And I believe God is wanting us to have glory. Amen. He don't want our children, our sons, to be made slaves. He don't want them to be bonds because of a debt. Amen. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You ought to thank the Lord today for his power. You ought to thank the Lord for his glory today. The house became full of empty stuff that became full of full stuff. I love the way God does miracles. God is attracted to emptiness. When we come empty and in need and desperate, and especially when there's a holy desperation instead of a holy frustration, I want my desperation become something that begins to look to God, the author and the finisher of my faith. I want you to think about it in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 6. Blessed are they that do hunger and after, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. God allows you to get hungry and thirsty after righteousness. That way he can fill you. You've got to get empty. You ever had an empty stomach? Isaac, I know you have. I mean, Isaac always says, Daddy, what about food? He loves the word food. I mean, he's hungry right now. Amen. I mean, this little rascal could eat. I'm telling you. Amen. Ashton, you're a growing young man. I mean, you got two hollow legs. If your mom was here, your daddy's here, they would say, yeah. Amen. They get hungry. Amen. But when you're hungry, you feel like you're on empty. But that's okay when you're empty and when you're thirsty. I have a God that is able to fill. Have you ever been dry? Has your tongue ever been so dry that water wouldn't satisfy you? Gatorade didn't do anything for you. Amen. You tried everything because your tongue was sticking to the top of your mouth. It was dry. Have anybody ever been through a spiritual dryness? Amen. Where you got desperate. You said, I'm tired of going to church without feeling God. I'm tired of walking through life without the help of God, the anointing of God. How many's ever been there? Let me be honest with me. Amen. You ever been spiritually hungry and dry and desperately needing of God? The Bible says, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst. But the key is, amen, you got to hunger and thirst after what? Righteousness. I got to get so desperate that God, I'm tired of being a loser. I'm tired of tripping over my own 2 feet spiritually. I want what you have for me. I want that righteousness from above. I can't get righteousness by my own merit. It takes the righteousness of God to quench that thirst and to feel that hunger on the inside. But the Bible says, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Ooh, hallelujah. God is attracted to need. No wonder, amen, that he told his disciples, amen, he said at the Calvary and after he rose from the grave, He said, I want you to go wait, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You know, when they went to the upper room, it didn't happen immediately, but they had to go and empty themselves out. They had to go empty themselves out in prayer and say, God, here I am. Amen. All the joy they had to learn to empty it out and say, God, here am I, God. I come to worship you. I come to empty me out. I want to tell the saint of God tonight in this place, amen, if you're desperately hungry and thirsty for the things of God, learn to empty yourself out. Learn to pour yourself out in worship. Learn to reach out. Learn to give yourself to God and to the things of God. And I have a God who is able to feel. And they continued there in that upper room praying. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. He filled the house, Brother Ashton. And he filled the host, the people that were seeking for him. Amen. I want the Lord to do his work. I want the Lord to help you and to fill you and to give you what you need. But you've got to come empty and learn to empty yourself out. We've got to bring our emptiness. How beautiful it was that day when the two sons... Amen. They didn't say, Mama, I don't want to go to the market. I don't want to carry that away heavy. Man, can you imagine? It was easy for you to carry that in. But Ashton, I want you to help them to carry it out now. I mean, I want y'all, it's full of oil. And they had to struggle to get it to the market. But that's okay. They would rather carry the burden for the Lord than to be a bondman for the slavery of the world. Amen. I'd rather carry the burden of godliness and righteousness than have to be a slave to ungodliness. Come on, Brother Carson. Come on, Brother Brent. Amen. Get one of these. Amen. When God puts a heavy load in your hand, it ought to be an honor to do it for the King of Kings and the Lord of Hosts. Amen. Hang on. I'm going to let somebody else come carry it. Come on, Coley. Come on, Abigail. When the Lord puts a burden in your life, somebody would look at you, Abigail and Coley, and say, that's too much a thing in your life for you to dedicate your life that much. That's too much of a burden, too much a load for you to carry. But when the Lord puts it in your hand and it's a plan of God for you, the will of God for you, it ought to be a joy to carry it for God. Amen. Because you're to cash in. Amen. What about you tonight? Amen. The Lord wants you to learn to carry your burden. Amen. What about you, Miss Riley? Amen. Come on up here, Riley. Come on, Rachel. Oh, it's a burden. Rachel, you got people that look at you and say, man, I can't believe y'all drive 50 miles to church. And you live like you live. And y'all, once y'all receive the Holy Ghost, I mean, y'all change your life. I mean, you didn't have to go get Maybelline anymore. You didn't have to go all that stuff to show off yourself. Amen. The Holy Ghost came in your life, and isn't that too much of a burden for you? Amen. To live like that? Amen. But you know what? When you do it for Jesus Christ, man, that burden is not too heavy. Think about it. Because there's some anointing in that. Amen. There's some anointing when God begins to pour out his spirit and God begins to give you a burden. Amen. Oh, get a hold of it. Amen. Take it to the market. Amen. You can buy. Amen. But you can't buy of this. Amen. But oh, I'm thankful tonight that when God gives you what he gives you, it'll take you. You can live in the glory that God has. Who else can I use tonight? What about you, Nina? Come on, Rebecca. Nina? It's a big burden, the world says, for you to live like you're living. There's family members tell you, you don't have to do all that. That's too much a burden. Too much a burden for you. Friends look at you and say, what happened to my friend? What happened to you? What gave you the guts to stand up and give that big graduation speech like you did? Because That burden wasn't a burden, a heavy thing. It was a privilege to be able to carry. Both of you ladies, amen, get it. Amen. The anointing's in that. I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost tonight, the anointing of the Lord will break every yoke, everything of heaviness. Amen. I'd rather have the anointing of God, because the anointing of God has the appointment of God. God will meet you. God will set you free. God will bless your life when you learn to carry the burden and take it. Amen. Hey, you can take it to the bank tonight, because you got a God that is able to supply all your needs in heaven. Ooh, hallelujah. Go get that big one again. Put it right here. Hallelujah. My Jesus. Have you ever got to that place where you begin to scratch your head and say, how are we going to make it? We don't know how we're going to pay our debt. Give me that biggest one. Who said it, right? My brother and sister Holt. Brother Holt, you remember those days? How are we going to make it? Sister Holt was scratching her head, said, I could hear her say, burden, I don't know what we're going to do. And he looked at her and said, Sandra, we're going to just carry the burden. We're going to give God what is God's. And somebody said, oh, you don't need to do that. Amen. That's too heavy a load. How are you going to make it? By paying your tithes and giving to God. No, if it belongs to God, it belongs to God. Too heavy. It's too heavy to do that. It's too much of a load to do that. But Brother Holt, I've seen you in a time of struggle. You and Sister Holt, I've seen you get a hold of the load and the burden and walk with it. The burden was a little heavy, wasn't it? The burden was a little stumbly at the time. But the glory and the anointing of God will come with a burden. God is looking for burden bearers. Those that will trust God. Those that will look to God. Hey, your emptiness, amen, is complemented when God fills. Think about it. I've seen God start blessing people. And they forget the blesser. They get so caught up. Amen. They get, John, go get that big old thing. Isaac, help them out. And I want y'all to walk like you're dignified and chicken fried, okay? I want you to strut like you're somebody. Pick your nose in the air, both of you. Have you ever seen somebody God start blessing and they thought they really did it? I mean, they start strutting and they want to show everybody what they got. Come on. Walk with a little, come on, put a little zest in it. There you go. Uh-huh. Have you ever seen God? People, they forget where they came from. They forget what God has done for them. Hear me today. Amen. Oh, and pretty soon they think it's theirs. Woo. They start thinking, they start taking possession. And they start like, look what I have and look what you don't have. Have you ever seen somebody like that? Their nose is stuck in the air. They think they're really something. They think they're hot snot. They think they're something else. There you go, Isaac. I mean, you really think you're something after a while, but they forgot the God. That's what happened to the children of Israel. God blessed them and God blessed them. God poured it out in their life and poured it out, but they forgot the God that blessed them and brought them out of slavery of Egypt, out of the bondage of sin and iniquity. Amen. They forgot the God of pretty soon. They thought, you know, we're doing so well. I think I'm going to go get me an idol. I'm going to go make me an idol. We're going to have a little idol worship. I'm going to get me a boombox and start listening to me some ungodly music now. They started worship. Oh, it's all right. Amen. Man, I don't know why I'm back on music again. I've listened to me some filthy rap music. I can listen to some of that or some filthy country and western music. Or some filthy rock and roll music, or some filthy opera music, or some filthy so-called Christian music. If it looks like a snake, hisses like a snake, it's probably a snake. Amen. Don't forget where God's brought you from. Amen. I'm thankful today that the burden of God should be a privilege. It ought to be something that you never forget what God has done for you. Amen. You ought to hold it up with praise. Now I want you to walk with a little praise in your step to the Almighty God. When the children of Israel got their life straightened, when they walked with God in a right way, God kept on blessing them. The pillar of fire was above them. The pillar of cloud was with them. The manna fell. The glory fell. The Shekinah of God was there. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you thankful what God's done for you? Don't ever forget what God's done for you. Young lady, don't ever forget. Don't ever forget what God's done for you. Amen. Don't ever look at it as a burden. And oh, amen. You ever been in the mullet groves? Amen. I just had to go through the valley of the mullet groves just about 2 days ago. And the mullet groves begin to make you want to look around and say, I don't have this that they have. I don't have this what they have. And I start looking around and compare myself with everybody else. But they don't have the God that I have. And they don't have what God has done for me all my life. Amen. I may not have a big bank account, but I got a big God. Well, I've seen God take nothing and feel what couldn't be filled by anything else. I've watched God take the little and stretch that little and bless over and over again. Had I had just prosperity and didn't know where it was at and stacked full and had big barns and big things and big bank accounts, I would have never known the provisions of God. I would just look at the plenitude of things and say, "Whoa, man, look what I got." And it would be mine instead of God's. Amen. But you know what? When I look at things and say, "God, this truck is yours. This car is yours. This house is yours. This body is yours." I've seen God provide and supply needs. Amen. Oh, in impossible situations. I've watched God do it miraculously. I want to tell somebody, you may have nothing but save a little pot. Amen. Just a little jar left in your life. And you think, "Oh, well, I got a big need." But hang on, my God is a God that will grace that empty place in your life. Amen. Oh, look to God tonight. Look to your maker. Look to the creator of all things. Stand tonight with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Little is much when God is in it. Man, it's not a burden for me to carry this. That anointing is with that burden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love it when somebody made a personal testimony. They said, "I was young, but now I'm old, and I never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread." Brother Pirtle, you never had to beg bread. The righteous don't have to beg bread. Sister Melinda, it's been some dry times, hasn't it? Ever since she was a child. Some dry times. She never had to beg bread. God. There's sometimes you had to ask. There's sometimes you had to knock. There's sometimes you had to exercise some faith and believe the Lord and had to borrow somebody else's faith. I've had to ask and I had to knock and say, "I need some help, babe. Pray with me. I need something." But I'm glad when God says, "Okay, you've proven it. Let me do my part now." Amen. I love the way that God blesses. Amen. Would you stick your hands up right now above your head? Amen. And I want you to love the Lord with me right now for his goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you today, God. God's been good. Amen. Sing it, Sister Crosswell.
God's been good.
Thank you, Jesus. One more time, sing. Give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Can I be honest with you? God don't miss. God don't miss. God don't miss. Hear me. There's some of you going through some things right now. And God has spoken tonight through His Word to encourage you. Look to Him. The author and the finisher of your faith. Trust the Lord tonight. Believe in Him. And I want you to leave this place with that burden. Amen. And say, God, thank you for answers tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord good to us, Brother McIntosh. And the Lord good to us. Never failed us. Never forsaken us. Sister Kara, God's kept His hand on you. This year. In spite of everything. The blessings of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. One more time. I believe it's okay to lift our hands. Lift your hands. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. I want you to receive what God's trying to give you tonight. Amen. God wants to pour something in your faith right now. Would you receive right now? Lord, pour it in. Pour it in. Pour it in. Lord, pour it in that heart. Here am I, God. I yield. I yield to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I give it to you tonight, Lord. My emptiness, I give. And I thank you tonight for your blessings. In your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. By faith, I want you to do this. Just as soon as you catch the blessings of God in your life, when you recognize it, I want you to text me. Say, Pastor, the Lord just blessed me with this, done this. When you catch it, I want you to bless the Lord back, and I want us to share it. I want you to share that blessing. I want you to proclaim that blessing, and let's watch just how much God will use that, amen, in this hour to bless somebody else. God bless you tonight. Let's grow to heaven. How? Amen. Make sure you greet our guests tonight, Brother McIntosh, Brother Sister Swain, and Ava. Amen. And all you, amen. Let's keep walking with Jesus Christ. Remember Sunday morning and Sunday night. Amen. Come ready to let God. Men's prayer breakfast and outreach Saturday. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.